Parshas Tetzaveh. So we're going to start off with the same Or Chaim HaKadosh that we started the pizza lunch yesterday, and we'll take it from there. I saw an unbelievable thing. I was very mishtoiming. You know, there's a famous thing, the famous kash everyone asks on Tetzaveh. Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not there, right? And everyone says the standard answer is Moshe Rabbeinu said Mechenina Misifracha, you know, so therefore that was the kiyum of Mechenina Misifracha. But I see here today, not today, but I came across this year for the first time, a new pshat, and I was very excited about it. I was very excited about this pshat, about why Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned. A new idea from the Kozhik Lover, none other than the Kozhik Lover. I always tell you, Rabbosai, that if you want to see the Kozhik Lover, you got to go get out the elevator of 5A and you see the portrait of the Kozhik Lover, and then you should stare for 2-3 minutes to get Yirah Shamayim. Okay? That's what I hold. I remember many years ago they dedicated 5A to the memory of the Kozhik Lover. I remember one day I was in the library on the fifth floor, and all of a sudden I hear Dr. Lamb's voice on 5A. I was wondering what's going on there. So I walked up and I saw they had a whole chair set up, and he was talking about the Kozhik Lover. And it was the family of the Kozhik Lover came. I guess they must have donated something to YU, so they made a plaque and the whole thing. So when you get on the elevator, 5A, that's where it is. The Kozhik Lover was the Rosh Yeshiva in Chachmei Lublin after Amir Shapiro, and he was also in Sokachov after the Avnei Nezer. He was from the Polish Yidden. He was a big guy. So the Torah says, "Vatat Tzaves Bnei Yisrael, Yichui Lech Hashem Zay Zoch Chosis Lamor." Lalos Ne'er Tamin. So we said, that Tzaves we mentioned yesterday is Loshon Tzavsa, accompaniment, and that's what the the Archaim HaKadosh on page 2 says. Elisha Yimrod v'omro tetzavel dech omram ki kol tam nechachom sheish lo nitzutz v'nishmas Moshe. Then, in other words, Moshe Rabbeinu is malava every tam nechachom. Hu omro second arrow. V'ata tetzavel dech omro ki malachov yitzavelach. So he says, Pshad and Malachim Yitzavelach means the Malachim will accompany me. Shulotzom Tzavsa, Levoi. Right? That's what we mentioned yesterday. And then he says the famous idea here on the second column. The letter Ches is the first. Kidala Galuyo Shal Yisrael Kolecha Mehem Nigolum Menu Bishchus Echad. Whereas every Geula that we had was for a zchus of another of the Avos. Golus Rishon, Nigolu, b'zchus Avram. The first time we went into Golus. Second time, b'zchus Yitzchak. Gimel, b'zchus Yaakov. And the fourth Golus, Geula will be b'zchus Moshe Rabbeinu. Ulozen isarach ha-Golus, ki kol od ein oskim b'tor v'mitzos, ein Moshe Chofetz Ligol Am Batlodim in HaTorah. See, the fourth and final Golus, Geula, by Moshe Rabbeinu, is B'schus HaTorah. And if he thinks the people are Batlodim, then he doesn't want to come to be Goyal. But the idea is, V'atat Tzaveh, that every Talmud Chacham has a spark of Moshe Rabbeinu in him. And Nitzos of Moshe, that's the Orach Chaim HaKadosh is saying, that's another pshat in Atat Tzaveh B'nei Yisrael. Pasha pshat Tzaveh means you will command B'nei Yisrael. But he says, The other pshat, the pshat of Verachayim, is atata tzaveh, you Moshe will melave, you will accompany Klal Yisrael. You will come, and who's Klal Yisrael here? It means the Talmidei Chachamim. Because the Talmidei Chachamim are the ones of the menorah. Because the Netziv writes here, page 405, there are two of page 5 in the bottom. Eager that the two Kalim in the Mishkan, the Mikdash, that represent Torah, is the Aron and the menorah. The Aron is Torah Shebichsav, and the menorah is the Pilpul, is the Torah Shebal Peh. And as we learned, Moshe Rabbeinu was the was Malave. He's the one of Torah Shebal Peh, and every time Chacham, you know, expounds Torah Shebal Peh, but Moshe Rabbeinu is coming and escorting along every Amitav Chacham. So let's take a look in the Mor v'Shemesh. So it says in the Mor v'Shemesh, Tat Zavis Meisul Kuei Lecha, Yesh Lo Daktek Tevis Elecha, Hu Miyutar, Shaya Lo Lichtov Vichu Shemen Zayis, What's Vichu Elecha? Nation first, our Torah, Meramezes Lano, our Toel, Sheish, Becheves Hatzadikim. Sheish Toelis La Tzadik Shem Chavi Melov Anoshim Yirei Hashem. Whereas, if there's a Tzadik that people call a true Tzadik, a true person who's, I was looking at Rav Shimi Rosenberg yesterday, we were coming to the, we went in the car together yesterday. We were looking at the YouTube of the Tasha Rebbe. You got to see the YouTube of the Tasha Rebbe. He's a big Halakha Tzadik, Tasha Rebbe. Even though we don't do that, we made the bracha, we don't necessarily do that. That's only for him to do. If you see the YouTube, but we were just in the car together viewing the Tasha Rebbe. So what's the idea? Shator meramezes lano hatoelas sheyesh b'chachmas hatzadikim. In other words, the chibur that we have with a tzaddik is twofold. Yesh toelas la tzaddik shemchaber meilav anoshim yirei Hashem. We have yesh toelas la anoshim and mechaber la tzaddik. In other words, the tzaddik gains and the other people gain. Hatoelas la tzaddik ukach tahinuk shenosim chevras anoshim la tzaddik. In other words, we understand how the other people gain because they stay with the kedusha. But as the tzaddik gain, tayik shenosim chevras anoshim la tzaddik machmas shabav belibam eizah his orus shorotzim laavad Hashem beemes eini micholim litein eitzos lenafsham eich v'may yicholim laavad Hashem beemes uboim la tzaddik bis orus so l'shmo min la tzaddik torah Hashem eitzos heich laavad Hashem. When everyone comes to the tzaddik for a bracha or for an eitzah, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the tzaddik a greater level of kedusha to be able to give that bracha or to be able to give that eitzah. So the tzaddik grows also, it was above and beyond whatever he has now. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifts the tzaddik up to be able to even be giving a greater bracha or a greater eitzah to the person who's coming. So the tzaddik gains, and then the person would have gained anyway from the tzaddik, even if he didn't get the extra, because he was still the tzaddik. But even now he even gets extra because people are coming to him for, and that's all part of this tzapsa. Because again, we said the Talmud Chacham, the tzaddik has a what? A nitzot of Moshe Rabbeinu, that's the Lashon HaZohar. It's arusa de Moshe, it's arusa delay of Moshe, the whole door of a door. That everyone, that's why they point out, that sometimes a Tana or a Mora will say something in the Gemara on Shabbos, and the Gemara says, Moshe, Shapir Ka'omar. Moshe, you said well, but his name's not Moshe. But that's the idea, that every time Chacham is a shtick, Moshe Rabbeinu. So now I want to show you the Kozhik Lover. It's one paragraph, the Kozhik Lover. And I think, but I was very misspoiled. I was very misspoiled by this parable. Okay? So let me tell you what he says. See, Moshe Rabbeinu, as we know, had many names. Right? Avigdor, Moshe, you know, a lot of different names that he had. But each name has a different connotation and a different aspect. So what's the famous Moshe? Well, that the Torah says, Mehamayim Mishisiyu. So why was Moshe called Moshe? Because he was taken out of what? The water. Now, Svarim write also, besides the literal translation that he was taken out of the water represents Gashmius. It shows that Moshe Rabbeinu was a ruchni person, that he was removed, besides the physical thing that he was taken out, but he was saved out of the water, but he was extricated not only from that particular water, but from Chorius and Gashmius as well in a general sense. Well, so this is the idea. What does the Torah say? Atatitzav, right? So one aspect of Moshe Rabbeinu is what? Is the idea that Moshe Rabbeinu is mechaber with all of this. Tafsa. Right? That's one aspect of Moshe Rabbeinu. That he's connected. Tafsa. Right? But Moshe ben Amayi Mishisiyu is what? What is the idea of Mayim Mishisiyu? Separate. He's being separated from the water. He's being separated from Gashmius. So the aspect of separation is another aspect of Moshe in terms of his separation from what? From Chumrius. Like we saw. So if we want to stress in this parsha the concept that Moshe is connected to every Talmud, the Tzavta aspect, then we can't use the name Moshe. Because Moshe is what? Is another aspect. And it's, the connotation of Moshe is just the opposite. Moshe is separated. Not separated from the Talmud, but separated from the Kashrut, separated from the water. So Tafkut, if you want to start the parsha by saying the concept of the connection that we have with Moshe Rabbeinu, we're not going to use the name Moshe Rabbeinu. Because that's a different meaning. And that's why Tafkut, in this parsha, we're stressing the connection. We don't use that word. Because Mishisiyu is the opposite of connection. Go inside. Tafkut Tzaveh, page 11. Lo Nizkar, Shei Moshe Rabbeinu B'chol HaParsha. Moshe Kosov Balaturim. The parsha is Tzava. Masha Moshe Rabbeinu Nikbar Chutz Lars Kedei Shetiyen Lemnei Hagolos Achizabo by the Zei Golo because of the Svar Machdoshim Zel Loshem Atat Tzava Shetel Lachat Tzavsa in Bnei Yisrael V'shei Moshe Ki Min Amayi Mishisiyu V'os Ki Moshe Nivdal Me Hakol V'zel Loshem Mishisiyu She Nivdal Man Amayi V'zel Moshe Shemoshe Moshe came with that to tell the parents to save themselves to say Moshe had better I'll pay locals of Moshe to parshas him. I was very spoiled by this word. I was very it's a new word. It's an old kasha with a new word. I always like new terutzim to old kasha. So this is so in other words the different aspects. He was connected but he was removed. But he removed the fact that he was removed from Gashmius, etc. And that's the idea. But the concept that the parsha is trying to articulate is the what? Is the chibur to Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's what we saw in the Mor v'Shemesh, that when a tzaddik is mechaber, someone else, they both gain. The other person gains, he learns from the tzaddik, but the tzaddik gains also. When someone is asking him something, that gives him a greater thing. Oh. And then, once I was thinking of that, I said, how can I not put in the Tiferet Shloimeh? That's also one of my favorite Tiferet Shloimehs. The Tiferet Shloimeh had all the good. The Kosher Club I just saw this year for the first time. It's one parrot. Oh. So what is the Tiferet Shloimeh say? That's what, the Rendus. Tiferet Shloimeh, a kind of redux. So I like this word a lot. Ve'yomer Hashem el Moshe amor akolim b'nei Aaron. Perush Rashi amor b'amart al hazik dolim l'atan. Yesh lirmoz b'zeh al pima sh'nizbar perush ha-mishnah b'zvachim. So he says over from the Mishnah of Pesachim, in Zvachim rather, Hatzemer v'shem mikvosim v'akanayim v'atlofim mizman shehem v'chuborim yalu. Pershu lo yalu. So in other words, if you have an animal, a korban, and you have tzemer, cotton, on the animal, it has horns. Well, wool. So the wool, the horns. So bizman shehem mechubar b'yalu. So in other words, what's the din? The horns are not usually put on the mizbeach. But what if you put it on? You put it on by mistake. You put the horns on, so you have to take them down. So it depends. If they're still connected to the animal, then you can keep the horns out. But if the horns were severed off, and now you put them on, then you have to take them off. You have to take it off from the space. So I said, "Hashem, close him. Akanai, Makalofi, Dismanchei, Mukubarim, Yalu, Hershu, Lo Yalu. Alpia, Yedua, Godu, Malas, Atzadikim, Dibu, Chachomim, Shevedor, Hashemipi, Manuchaim, Chaladovuk, Behem, Lo Yiznach, Lo Olam, Mius, Lo Yiliel, Hikalo, Botoch, Atzadikim, Avodoso." That's a beautiful word. In other words, if the ktanim, the people who are, not necessarily below bar mitzvah, but they're on a lower level, but they're connected with the gedolim, then yivarech yirei Hashem. Then the bracha of Hashem will be on the ktanim together with the gedolim. Because if you're connected to the korban, the animal, then even though you're the tzemer, you're the kanayim, you're on a low level, but you're still what? You're still part of it. And therefore, you get to stay under the mizbeach. Pershu, but if it was severed off, and then the karnai was severed off, and then you want to put it on lo yalu. Who knows if him por porshim and atzadi pasha has v'shalom lo yalu. Emo aliyah klal. Doros agilol al baal shemto v'doro me'ad came holdor v'dorcho piyasko kol hadovuk v'hem yishmarim aliyah kol hanishalos lo yudach v'minu v'yah. So he's saying that idea, the idea being that it should have a connection. I think for us that's a good thing, the idea of being connected, Rabbi Talmud, relationship, a connection. He's talking about more of a Rebbe in the Hasidic sense of the word, but whatever it is, to be connected with something of Kedusha is positive, like the Mor B'Shemesh says, for both things. Well, we can say very simply, Talmida Yosef Mikulam, right, the Gemara says, that the Rebbe learns more, of his Talmidim than, so there's a reciprocity here. There's this reciprocity, and that is a healthy connection. And that's what Rabbi Willick said over once to Moshe Feinstein. Moshe Feinstein used to be here in the Washington Heights. It was first Rabbi Yagi told me that when Rabbi Tendler, his son-in-law, got married, so he lived here in the Heights, so Rabbi Moshe would come to visit his, on Shabbos here in the Heights with his daughter and son-in-law. And then he would, so he was here. So once he came, this is before my time, he spoke in the library to the Orthodox Jewish scientists. So he said over, Rabbi Willick says he was there, so he said over this the Pshat and Tehillim, Magid Rav Yaakov Chukov Mishpot V'Yisrael, Lo Asa Chelichov Goyim Mishpotim. We're familiar with the pasuk. We say it every day. So Rav Moshe says, what's the Pshat? The Pshat is like this. What does it mean, Lo Asa Chelichov Goyim? Well, they have Chukim Mishpotim. Pashim Shabbos, but they don't have the holy, you know, the godly Chukim Mishpatim. But Moshe Feinstein said another word. He says that other people, Goyim, they can sit in a library and they can say they want to become a lawyer. So they'll read all the law books or whatever they're supposed to read, and if they have enough patience and they're intelligent, they'll master the whole topic. When it comes to Torah, it has to be Magid Devarim Yaakov. I love the library, but if I wasn't connected to live people and have a Mesorah from live people, then I can spend my whole life in the library and not know anything. Because you need Hadracha. You need, okay, and then you can fill it in with this safer, that safer, but you can never become a Talmud Chacham by just saying, I never had any Rebbeim in my life, I'm intelligent, I go to the library, I read a lot, and you won't become a Talmud Chacham that way. You'll be just weird. It'll be off. But if a person has Hadracha, and then he wants to fill things in with this safer, with that safer, and he knows, he had connections, but it has to be Magid the Rebbe Yaakov. But by Goyim, La'asachem for Goyim. Goyim don't have that same, the same idea. And that's the, so that's this week's parsha, Atatzetzaveh es B'nai Yisrael, and that idea of the chibur, the connection. That's why it's tzaveh, the tzapsa. And that's why you can't have, the Tanja Glover says, the name Moshe, which means removed and separate and extricated, is not in this parsha. This is the parsha of people. It's not the parsha of distance. There are other ideas that we have to be distant from certain things. We have to distance ourselves from certain things that can make us... But from this, we don't have to be... But that's not the aspect that we're focusing on here. We're focusing on Hatzemer Hakel Haktanim Magdolim, the Chibur of Haktanim Magdolim, Yivarech Yirei Hashem Haktanim Magdolim. We're focusing on Atat Tzara. We're focusing on Magid the Rav Yaakov. All these ideas we're focusing on this week's in this week's parsha. And that's the what I say. Atat Tzara Malas Hatzavsa and Mesiris Hatoyim. And you have that Tzara. You have to be connected. Again, I love Svarim. I'm a big Svarim person. But you have to have Chibur. And I always, throughout my life, always make sure, hopefully to continue, to have their various Talmidei Chachamim, will always speak it out. The Talmidei Chachamim, usually older Talmidei Chachamim, different types of Talmidei Chachamim. And then you can fill in the other things with other Svarim and other things as well. But you have to start with Magid Rav Yaakov. That there's an oral transmission, that you went to a shiur, you learned by different rebbeim, and you have that connection, and that's the Atat Tzaveh Bnei Yisrael, and that's the Torah Shebal Peh, the Shemen Zayezoch, which is the Torah Shebal Peh that the Tziv says, and then the Rav Gifter once said over about a certain other Gadol. He says the reason why he never had Talmidim is because he never had Rebbeim. So he was a big Eluyisha person, and he was a big Talmid Chacham, but he never had Talmidim because he never had Rebbeim. That's what Rav Gifter said about somebody. So that's the idea. Atat Tzaveh. You have to start off with that link, and then once you have a link to the past, then you can have another link to the future. You don't have a link to the past, then you don't have a link to the future. So Bezer Hashem, that's the menorah, that's the Shemen Zayezach, and Bezer Hashem, that should be important. That's what I always tell Talmidim. After all the packets that we have and all the things, the most important thing is the kesher that we make, Bezer Hashem, over the course of our learning. That's the most important thing. Above all the learning and all the things that we should be have that kesher, and that's a tzavsa. A tzavsa, malas a tzavsa, the Mesiris HaTorah.